cattle futures faltered to start the week. It will take a few more weeks to work through current fed cattle supplies, says Daryl Peel, coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 8th of June. Negotiated cash pig cattle trade was at a standstill in the Southern Plains and Western Corn Belt through Monday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. In Nebraska, trade was mostly inactive on very light demand. Last week, live prices were at $120 a hundredweight, and dress prices were at $190 to $191. Cattle futures tread water to the downside Monday, with pressure from new crop grain prices and the appearance of an imminent top for wholesale beef values. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 18 cents lower, except for 28 cents and 55 cents higher at either end of the board. Live cattle futures closed an average of 33 cents lower through the front four contracts, and then an average of 68 cents higher. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 38 cents lower Monday afternoon at $338.60 a hundredweight. Select was $2.56 lower at $309.17. Except for nearby contracts, grain futures continued to extend gains Monday. Corn futures closed 10 to 14 cents higher in new crop contracts, and then mostly 4 to 7 cents higher. Spot July was down 3 cents though. Soybean futures closed mostly 7 to 14 cents higher, except for 4 to 23 cents lower in the front three contracts. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Given last week's holiday, these trends are relative to 2 weeks earlier. Steers and heifers sold $3 to $5 higher at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where there are 11,000 head. At Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, steers traded steady to $3 higher, but heifers sold steady to $3 lower. There were 8,000 head on offer. Finally, steers sold $2 to $7 lower in a light test of 1,613 head at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota. Heifers traded $2 to $5 lower, except for $1 to $3 higher at 750 to 800 pounds. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Monday, due mostly to concern about inflation risk and speculation about the Fed's looming decision on interest rates. However, the NASDAQ gained on biotech stocks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 126 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 3 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 67 points. Calmer times may be coming, but we're not quite there yet, says Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, in his weekly market comments. He explains it will take a few more weeks to work through current fed cattle supplies and get the packing industry below capacity constraints. That will allow fed cattle markets to once again fully reflect market conditions. As for drought, he says impacts are uncertain. If drought forces enough herd liquidation, then he says short-term cattle slaughter and beef production will be higher than expected, and beef production prospects beyond 2021 will be reduced. In the meantime, Peel expects feed prices to remain elevated, with feeder cattle markets continuing to adjust to both the feed market and fed cattle market conditions. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 8th of June. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.